This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Rapamune, Rapamune. Active ingredient, S. sirolimus, sirolimus. This leaflet provides important information about using Rapamune. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Rapamune. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Rapamune? Rapamune contains the active ingredient sirolimus. Rapamune belongs to a group of medicines called immunosuppressants. It helps to control your body's immune system after you have received an organ transplant. It is used to prevent your body from rejecting the transplanted kidney. Rapamune is not recommended for patients who have received liver or lung transplants. Your doctor may have prescribed Rapamune for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Rapamune has been prescribed for you. Rapamune is not recommended for use in children, as there is limited information available on its effects in children. Rapamune is not habit-forming. What should I know before I use Rapamune? Warnings. Do not take Rapamune if you have an allergy to sirolimus or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include wheezing, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or a tight feeling in your chest, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, hives, or flushed red skin, dizziness, or lightheadedness. If you are not sure whether this applies to you, check with your doctor. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: liver problems or a disease which may have affected your liver, high fat levels in the blood, a condition called rhabdomyolysis, which may cause a variety of symptoms including muscle weakness and tenderness and temporary paralysis. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Rapamune. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Like most immunosuppressive medicines, Rapamune is not recommended for use during pregnancy. If you are a woman, before starting Rapamune you must be using effective contraception methods, and you must continue contraception for 12 weeks after treatment has stopped. If you are unsure or think you may have become pregnant, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Discuss contraceptive options with your doctor. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Like most immunosuppressive medicines, Rapamune is not recommended while you are breastfeeding. It is not known whether Rapamune passes into breast milk. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for advice before breastfeeding your baby. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Rapamune and affect how it works. These include cyclosporine used to prevent transplant rejection, antibiotics such as rifampicin, clarithromycin, erythromycin and rifabutin, antifungal medicines such as ketoconazole, clotrimazole, fluconazole, voriconazole and itraconazole, medicines for high blood pressure or heart problems such as diltiazem and verapamil, epilepsy medicines such as carbamazepine, phenobarbital and phenytoin, medicines for stomach ulcer or reflux such as cimetidine and sisapride, medicines to prevent nausea and vomiting such as metoclopramide, danazol which is used to treat endometriosis, bromocriptine which is used to treat Parkinson's disease, letermovir which is used to help prevent sickness from CMV, cytomegalovirus in adults who have recently had a bone marrow transplant, protease inhibitors such as ritonavir, bosepravir, tilaprovir and indinavir, which are used to treat HIV/AIDS, ACE inhibitors such as pirindopril and ramipril, which are used to treat high blood pressure, cannabidiol, which is used to treat epilepsy and chronic pain, and to improve symptoms related to muscle stiffness and spasms in multiple sclerosis, St. John's wort, Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Rapamune. How do I use Rapamune? Rapamune is for oral use only. Always take the medicine exactly as your doctor tells you. How much to take? Your doctor will decide exactly what dose of Rapamune you must take, and how often to take it. Follow your doctor's instructions exactly, and never change the dose yourself. Do not stop taking your medicine, unless your doctor tells you to. The usual starting dose is 6 mg after transplantation, and then 2 mg once daily. You will also need to take medicines such as cyclosporine and corticosteroids. After 2 to 4 months, your doctor will start reducing the dose of cyclosporine you take, and increasing your dose of Rapamune. Eventually your cyclosporine will be completely stopped. Your doctor will determine how much Rapamune you need to take. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. These directions may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the bottle, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How to take Rapamune. Take Rapamune consistently, either with or without food. Do not take Rapamune with grapefruit juice. Follow these instructions to prepare Rapamune for use. 1. Remove the safety cap from the bottle by squeezing the tabs on the cap and twisting counterclockwise. The first time you use a bottle of Rapamune oral solution, insert the syringe adapter into the bottle until it is flush with the top of the bottle. Do not attempt to remove the syringe adapter from the bottle once inserted. 2. Use a new dosing syringe for each dose of Rapamune oral solution. With the plunger fully depressed, insert one of the dosing syringes into the opening in the adapter. 3. Withdraw the exact amount of Rapamune as prescribed by your doctor by gently pulling out the plunger of the dosing syringe until the level of the oral solution is even with the mark on the dosing syringe for the prescribed dose. The bottle should remain in an upright position when withdrawing the solution. If bubbles form in the dosing syringe during withdrawal, empty the Rapamune solution back into the bottle and repeat the withdrawal procedure. 4. You may have been instructed to take your Rapamune oral solution at a particular time of day. If it is necessary to carry your medication with you, place a cap securely on the dosing syringe. The cap should snap into place. Then place the cap dosing syringe in the carrying case provided. Once in the syringe, the medication may be kept at room temperature or refrigerated and used within 24 hours. 5. Empty the contents of the dosing syringe into a glass or plastic cup containing at least 60 milliliters of water or orange juice. Stir quickly for 1 minute and drink at once. 6. When mixed with water or orange juice, Rapamune produces a white to off-white mixture. 7. Refill a glass or plastic cup with at least 120 milliliters of water or orange juice, stir quickly, and drink at once. Do not use any liquids other than water or orange juice for dilution. Only use a glass or plastic cup to dilute Rapamune and drink the preparation immediately after dilution. Use the dosing syringe and syringe cap once only and then discard. Note: when refrigerated, the solution in the bottle may separate or appear hazy. If this occurs, bring your Rapamune oral solution to room temperature and shake gently. The presence of a haze does not affect the quality of Rapamune. When to take Rapamune? Take Rapamune once a day at about the same time each day. Taking Rapamune at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. If you are also taking cyclosporine, then you must take Rapamune 4 hours after your cyclosporine dose. How long to take Rapamune? You will need to take Rapamune for the rest of your life, or until your doctor decides to change your immunosuppressive medication. If you forget to take Rapamune, if it is almost time for your next dose, within 4 hours, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed, and always take Rapamune and cyclosporine approximately 4 hours apart. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Rapamune, if you think that you have taken too much Rapamune, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Rapamune, your heart may start beating abnormally. What should I know while using Rapamune? Things you should do. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Rapamune. Attend all doctor's appointments to monitor your condition. Your doctor needs to closely monitor the level of Rapamune found in your blood to make sure the dose you are taking is best for your condition. Take any antibiotic medication for as long as your doctor prescribes them. Taking antibiotics helps prevent getting an infection. Tell your doctor you are taking Rapamune if you also want to be vaccinated. Rapamune may affect your response to vaccination. Things you should not do. Do not give Rapamune to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Rapamune to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Rapamune, or change the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Kidney transplant patients need to remain on immunosuppressive medication indefinitely. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Rapamune affects you. Things to be careful of. Limit your exposure to sunlight and UV light by wearing protective clothing and using a sunscreen with a high protection factor. Immunosuppressive medicines such as Rapamune may increase the risk of developing cancer of the lymph glands and skin. If you develop new lumps, spots, or moles anywhere on your body, or you notice changes in existing lumps, spots, or moles, tell your doctor. This may be a sign of cancer. Immunosuppressant medicines, including Rapamune, may increase the risk of developing certain cancers, including skin cancer and lymphoma, cancer of the lymphatic system. Looking after your medicine. Keep Rapamune in its original container. Store protected from light, in a refrigerator, 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Once the bottle has been opened, keep the contents in the fridge and use within 1 month. Discard syringe after one use only. Heat can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Burning sensation on urination, or increased urgency to urinate. Increased thirst and hunger. Fluid-filled swelling on the skin. Abnormal wound healing. Fast heartbeat. Pain. Diarrhea. Mouth ulcers and cold sores. Nosebleed. Pneumonia. Acne. Rash. Fever. Headache. Constipation. Nausea. Symptoms of ovarian cyst, such as discomfort around the pelvis, or abdomen, or pain, or pressure upon urination, or bowel movements. Changes in menstrual bleeding patterns. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing. Signs of excessive fluid on the lungs such as coughing, difficulty breathing and wheezing. Swelling of hands, feet, limbs, or abdomen, or puffiness or swelling around the eyes due to fluid retention. Constant flu-like symptoms such as fever, chills, sore throat, aching joints, swollen glands, cough, or any other signs of infection such as infection of a cut or scratch. Immunosuppressive drugs may also increase the risk of getting an infection. New lumps, spots, or moles, or changes to existing lumps, spots, or moles, anywhere on your body. It is important to have these checked by a doctor as soon as possible. Signs of a blood disorder such as tiredness, headaches, being short of breath when exercising, dizziness, paleness, nosebleeds, unusual bleeding, or bruising. Signs that blood clots may have formed, such as sudden severe headache, sudden loss of coordination, blurred vision, slurred speech, numbness, or tingling in an arm or leg, painful swelling in the calves or thighs, chest pain, difficulty breathing, coughing blood. Signs of a disorder which may cause headache, confusion, seizures and visual loss, or disturbances. call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Unwanted side effects that you may not be aware of whilst taking Rapamune include an increase in blood pressure, and changes in the levels of red or white blood cells, or substances carried in your blood, e.g. fat, cholesterol, protein, potassium, or liver enzymes. During treatment, your doctor may do blood tests to measure these changes. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Rapamune contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Sirolimus. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Polysorbate 80. Fosyl 50 pg. Fosyl 50 pg contains phosphatidylcholine, propylene glycol, monoandidiglycerides, ethanol, soy fatty acids, ascorbyl palmitate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Rapamune does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. What Rapamune looks like. Rapamune oral solution is a pale yellow to yellow solution. Rapamune oral solution is supplied in 60 ml amber glass bottles. Ostar 739-21. Who distributes Rapamune? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Level 17, 151 Clarence Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Toll free number 1-800-675-229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in December 2023. Registered trademark 2023.